Street, not our homes. Four Corners Wall Street, not our homes.
This is the message from Wall Street and the Bush administration. Give us your money and tear up what's left of your Constitution, or we will sink your economy.
The surprising opposition to the bill on Monday may have come from thousands of angry Americans calling their representatives. Keith Watson, a member of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, or NACA, says that while 2 million families are about to lose their home, Congress listens to the rich bankers who created the problem.
The foreclosures are the problem. If we can stop the foreclosures, then we can stop the bloodletting, because the foreclosures is what's causing them to write off this bad debt. We can stop them from foreclosing, work with the present lenders to get the loans restructured, because that's what the homeowner can afford. But it's greed that's driving this.
Surrounded by activists wearing yellow shirts, Bruce Marks, also from NACA, announced a day of action to stop the bailout.
There is nothing in this bill, nothing for the homeowners. So the way that we're going to do that is we're going to take this protest inside. And we're going to go to every one of the 435 congressional offices and say, vote no for this bailout.
Passing by the protest and heading for his office, New York Congressman Bill DeFazio expressed his reluctance to support a handout to Wall Street.
Paulson's been wrong the whole way. I mean, and he's not a regulator, he's a Wall Street speculator. And we don't need a speculator in charge of our treasury.
Brian Baker from International Answer denounces the bill as ill-conceived and says it will not solve the crisis.
And you know, the bill has absolutely no oversight. We give our money to the Secretary of the Treasurer. He appoints bankers who drove the economy into the ground, and they alone will have the right to administer our funds. They're nationalizing the debt of the rich and letting us pay that debt, but they're maintaining all of the assets and profits of the rich. We call this a hostage-taking situation. The bankers and the White House and the leaders in the Democratic Party as well have put a gun to the head of the people of this country, and they're saying to us, give us your money or we will destroy your jobs and your homes and your schools and your health care.
In the end, the bill was approved on Friday. But as the crisis deepens, the American public apparently put Congress on notice that its patience has limits. And if history is a guide, says Brian Baker.
I think we're witnessing great class polarization, as happened during the 1930s. The labor movement, community organizations, people's organizations have to unite, they have to fight back. And when they do so, we can create change. Change comes from the bottom, but it requires the mobilization of the people. We expect right now that the banks may win today because of the bribery and coercion of these politicians who are bought and paid for in the first place, but the people are starting a massive nationwide fight-back movement.
For the WBI Sunday News in Washington, D.C., this is Fred Nguyen.